Dependence of $x underscore room CO dollar on metallicity, intensity, and spatial scale in a self-regulated interstellar medium, by Chia Yu Hu et al. We study the CO 1 to 0 to H2 conversion factor XCO and the line ratio of CO 2 to 1 to CO 1 to 0 R21 across a wide range of metallicity 0.1 is less than or equal to Z, Jun is less than or equal to 3 in high resolution 0.2% hydrodynamical simulations of a self-regulated multiphase interstellar medium. We construct synthetic CO emission maps via radiative transfer and systematically vary the observational beam size to quantify the scale dependence. We find that the KPC scale XCO can be overestimated at low Z if assuming steady-state chemistry or assuming that the star-forming gas is H2-dominated. On parsec scales, XCO varies by orders of magnitude from place to place, primarily driven by the transition from atomic carbon to carbon monoxide. The PC scale XCO drops to the Milky Way value of 2 times 10 to the 20 centimeters 2 kkms 1 carat minus 1 once dust shielding becomes effective. Independent of Z, the CO lines become increasingly optically thin at lower Z, leading to a higher R21. Most cloud area is filled by diffuse gas with high XCO and low R21, while most CO emission originates from dense gas with low XCO and high R21. Adopting a constant XCO strongly underestimates H2 in dense diffuse gas. The line intensity negatively correlates with XCO R21 as it is a proxy of column density volume density. On large scales, XCO and R21 are dictated by beam averaging, and they are naturally biased towards values in dense gas. Our predicted XCO is a multivariate function of Z, line intensity, and beam size, which can be used to more accurately infer the H2 mass. This was dependence of $x underscore room CO dollar on metallicity, intensity, and spatial scale in a self-regulated interstellar medium, by Chia Yu Hu et al.